MGTOW men, welcome back. So I keep getting these personal stories. You keep making my job easier. I get to keep pumping out original content. So the MGTOW gene, is it a thing? I think it's a thing. I don't know. I think that it is, though. Some men are more inclined to want to live a solitary life that doesn't require validation and constant interaction with other people and women. And some men demand it. Some men are okay without it. A lot of it has to do with personality, introversion versus extroversion, and even the field of work you are in and your hobbies. So we all have seminal moments in our lives that determine the course that we will take, the direction that we will traverse. And today I'm going to read a MGTOW testimony of sorts that discusses how a choice at age 14 was foreshadowing for a period of time, a decade of time, that dictated the man's life and where he stands today. And it's titled, self-titled by me, A Decade in Isolation. So the first hint I had of MGTOW was in junior high school. I had a broken leg the summer before school started and spent the first few months there sitting while waiting for classes. One day, I was writing or drawing on my notebook alone in an area of the school when this girl and her friend approached me. She started flirting with me, and after a few minutes of me giving her hardly any attention, she bluntly asked if she was annoying me. In a moment that I, in later years, defined as the choice that set me on my path. I also bluntly said yes. She was annoying me. I remembered the interaction as if it happened mere minutes ago. I still think to this day that she was one of the most beautiful girls I had seen in my life, even though we were both 14 at the time. She left and I got back to my notebook. A few years later, after I dropped out from college and was working, I did have a few months of weakness where I did try to engage with little success, since by this point the social skills needed to connect with people were stunted by years of emotional and intellectual isolation. I often think of this period, and in retrospect, I'm glad nothing came of it. Around 2007, at the age of X, I won't say for his anonymity, I quit my job and ended up spending the next 10 years unemployed. Crazy to think that many men would do that. Why not, though? Why not? Even though I'm working again, this decade that I have spent alone, both physically and emotionally, gave me an incredible amount of time to think and know myself. Sometimes I think that maybe I just rationalize my entire existence and it's all BS. That's not true. Before, where my beliefs, my life's code, personality, and character were but a diffuse cloud where only color hues could be discerned, I now had the certainty of who I was and what I wanted. They came out of that decade forged in steel. Going dark, something that many men need to do. I know people personally, though none I can call friends, who are either in relationships or slaves to their impulses and desires, and they serve as a constant validation of the life I choose for myself. I'm lucky to live in an area of a certain country where I can have sort of geographical freedom. I work out a lot, I practice a sport, and have the opportunity to do this outdoors alone in the many deserted beaches in this area. Every time I go out running to the beach, every time I pick up my bow and arrow, every time I read a book or play my bass, I have an almost tangible certainty that the reason I have the time and energy to do this and others don't is because of the choice I subconsciously made all those years ago and have been making ever since. So at the age of X, my body is stronger than it has ever been and is not quite at middle age yet, for your information. My mind is sharp. My will is unflinching. My control of my emotions causes a certain eeriness amongst my peers that never fail to amuse. I watched a video of yours where you felt you needed input from older men living in this way. What I can tell you is that the older you get and the more people you know living the normal life, the more you will appreciate the choice you made. Good words there. The more you will feel validated. So 1,000 years from now, when everyone today is dead, no one alive then will even know we existed. I tell myself this often in meditation. The point I make is that time is the most important resource we have in the world. It's more important than money, success, or trying to replicate yourself. And I will not relinquish my time to anyone. I will choose to spend time with friends, but I will never have control, give them control, over time taken from me. This will cost you many relationships, but the ones you will make will be all the stronger. I don't know what the future might hold for me, and I'm not so set in my ways that I will always reject a relationship with a woman based off of my principles alone, but my life is lived on my terms, and what I do reject on a matter of principle is to allow a relationship of any kind to exert pressure on who I am. I like your channel. Stay strong. Buy some guy living free. So what I like about this, no, I'm not talking about the song here. What I like about this is the autonomy and one of the things that I discuss a lot in my videos, which is this idea of life pacing. So cars, animals, we travel in herds. We go to work in herds. We leave in herds. The traffic in a big city is predicated by the cars that are around you, not you, until you get off on an exit. So if you can sit back and reflect on just how infinitesimal that you are in the grand scheme of things in the daily operations of this world around you, you then are finally able to see the latitude that you have in life. We don't realize that as much. We don't create time where we can reflect on that. You don't have to live as other people expect you to live because there is nothing that is really expected of you. It's just an illusion. And the thing is, why does Joe and John care about what you're doing right here? They have their own life. If they really cared, that would mean that they would have to care about the people in New Greenland as well, right? Well, while all this nonsense is going on in Hollywood, for example, there are 30,000 people or whatever they are in Greenland right now that are not bothered, not thought about, and just get to live their lives, but their individual lives. And that's 30,000 people. That's more than might be in your town in the United States. They are living their lives and they could be doing absolutely nothing every day, just living on their own time. And who is to say that's wrong? Nobody, until there is someone that slips into your mind and says that it's wrong, and then you believe it. And that's where many men have given themselves over to, just that projection. So this is the freedom from that, and that is talked about right here. And the problem is some men, I think, that we're not willing to go dark, and the reason that we're not willing to go dark is because the thought of going dark is believed to be associated with diminishing possibilities of future gain and assimilation into work and procuring a relationship and potentially building long-term relationships with both types of things. So if you're afraid to go dark, which is something that I've heard different guys recommend for new guys that have come to MGTOW, if you are afraid of that, this likely means that you believe that it will take you out of the game of dating, out of the game of being integrated and keeping your game up for chicks, for being around women to oppress them and to give yourself a chance. So if you go out and live in the woods, move around to different locations all year long, don't settle down, just go fishing every day, hitchhiking everywhere, doing this, that, and the other, however you want to spend your time, then how are you supposed to pitch your potential future wife what you're doing during that 5-year period? It's pretty hard. They won't accept it. That's the thing that many men fear. And also, if they do that, admittedly, they won't be able to save up that retirement, that 401k, yada, yada. And if that's the issue, then you likely are being more influenced by the inability to sell that hypergamy vampire to another person. If you enjoy work, then stay and do that. That's another issue. But you can opt out more than you think if you've saved from debts, which you are, which is one of the key power moves of MGTOW. And this realization proves that you had more freedom than you thought. Very important. So the expectation is that you do one thing after the next. It's sequential in life, right? That's the expectation. 5 years on, 1 year off. Just rinse and repeat. So that's a suggestion that I think that many of us should consider. What if you want to live 5 years on and 1 year off? You work for 5 years and you save up and then you travel around for one, or slowly but surely you wean yourself off that life and you save some up and then you completely retire, completely live off the grid or whatever it is you're trying to pursue. Who is saying that you can't do that? If anything, people might respect you more and be more interested in what you have to offer if you are wanting to work. And nobody's counting. Everyone has their own stuff to worry about. That's another thing. I think that we think that we're under a microscope lens too much, under the camera eye, as the Rush would say. Too much. We need to put that to the side more. Build your life resume, guys, not your LinkedIn one, despite what all of your mentors and parents and friends think, okay? Thanks again for this email. Have a great day. SunriseCity@gmail.com, SunriseCity on Twitter. Hoodies up, men. Hoodies out.